Hey, glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, we've got a special guest that's joining us, Dick Vermeil, the legendary NFL coach. And as we reflect over just your glorious career, tell me, Dick, what was the most difficult aspect of your job? Because, you've got so many people that you got to please. You've got impatient owners. You've got critical fans. And just even, I would say, the insecurity of the job. How did you deal with it?
Well, one of the most difficult things for me was cutting a player you really cared about.
Okay.
Especially after you coach him for a while. Because, you're not taking the scholarship away from him. You're taking away his way of making a living. And there, sometimes it's over. And that always really, really bothered me. I always said, if that got easy to do, then I'd get out of coaching. But that was tough on me. That was the tough part. And it's, the other thing was tough sometimes bringing your whole system of how you want to do things to get it to permeate the entire building and knock down the walls of communication in between the whole building. Sometimes that would take you a little time because people are set in their ways, used to doing it the way they were doing it, even though they were losing. Because they always hire a coach to take over a losing team.
Mm-hmm.
But knocking down those walls, the communication barriers, and bringing everybody together, that was a challenge.
You know, you talk about the challenge of that, and then all, as you just mentioned earlier, just letting players go. But how do you deal with and absorb just the criticism that comes with a job? Because that's got to be very, very hard.
Well, you know, when I was coaching, I did not read the paper or listen to the radio talk shows. John Wooden told me that a long time ago. He said, what they say about you is good probably isn't all true. What they say about you is bad is probably not all true. So why listen to it? You do not need the distraction. That's what he told me, and I followed his lead.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I think back a few years ago, we had Sooner Great on J.C. Watts, and he talked about how tempting it is to be seduced by the cheer of the crowd. You know, you can go from a goat to a hero in the matter of one play, and you really have to separate yourself from that, correct?
Yeah, well, the media is so much bigger today and a driving force, you know, and the league is what it is today, actually, by a big percentage because of the power of the media and the emphasis is put on it and the coverage and all that kind of stuff today. But there are some negatives. not everything you read is true and not everything you hear is true, and sometimes nobody is held responsible for what they say or what they write.
Hey, the 2015 NFL Draft is underway, and we got you covered right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Again, I'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Now, a couple of players we definitely want to highlight what we have on the show. You'd mentioned Kurt Warner. Just give us just one of those memorable moments with Kurt, obviously winning the Super Bowl in 99, but what was it like to have the opportunity to coach such an exceptional young man? I mean, he certainly was a winner.
Oh, no question. You know, you didn't know what you had originally. You know, you didn't know. And all of a sudden he gets his opportunity, and he not only grows as a player, he grows as a person, you know, and you're spending more time with him, so you're getting to know him better. And then you're evaluating him under extreme pressure, a person with no exposure to extreme pressure in the National Football League, and you see him excel. It's just, it was an amazing experience, and I don't think it'll ever happen again. I don't think any player will go from having 18 snaps in an NFL career to the next year being the NFL Player of the Year. I don't think it'll ever be done again.
Well, it's hard to believe just his journey when you reflect on Kurt Warner. I mean, he was making, $5.50 an hour, you know, bagging groceries.
Bagging groceries, yeah. That's true.
I mean, that's just a miracle turnaround. Okay, the other guy I got to ask you about is Ron Jaworski, and he obviously has so much praise for you and just the impact you had on him personally and professionally. In fact, he's talked about that unequivocally, that any success that he has had as a father, as a player, as a husband, as a businessman is directly attributable to Dick Vermeil. How does that make you feel, Coach?
Well, it feels good. It's an exaggeration. It isn't all true, but I appreciate the fact that he feels that way. We all have people in our lives sometimes that are worthy of emulation, and if you're fortunate enough to be designated one of those guys in some guy's life, then that makes you feel real good. But Ron did what he did because of his heritage, his mom and his dad. I know them well. Hard work, good old-fashioned work ethic, and talent to back it up. And so it didn't have to be Dick Vermeil. Someone else would have been a coach, and he did the same thing. It'd be as successful as today as he is.
Dick Vermeil with us. Just a few more minutes at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Let's transition now. Talk to us about the love of your life right now, and that is the winemaking business that you were in. How were you able to make this transition and be so successful in making your own wine?
Well, we're not in the playoffs yet in the wine business, so we still got a ways to go. We won the Super Bowl in 3 years with the Rams. We have not done that in the wine business. So. Uh-huh. We sold 3,600 cases of wine last year. We sell a lot of them in Houston through Specs. They do a great job for us.
Yeah.
And it's a good city, a great city. In fact, we just, my wife and I, Carol, we love coming there and spending time with the Pacini family and working the market there with Rodney Brown. But Specs does a great job for us. But we have a ways to go. We're getting better. We're having better sales now in both tasting rooms, the one in Napa and the one in the Calistoga. Our online sales are going up, and our club membership is getting better. But we still have a ways to go, and hopefully in a couple of years we'll make the playoffs, meaning we'll do more than break even.
You know, the winemaking business, you mentioned this when you were in studio last time. I believe it was in the month of February, just how competitive it is. You know, crafting a wine, I would assume it's a kind of a subjective thing. I mean, who judges your wines to ensure, you know, consistently you're making a solid wine and that the consumer is pleased? How do you go about that, Dick?
Well, first, you have to have great fruit. And we get our grapes from the Freddie Annie Vineyard. It's 170-acre in the Napa Valley in the city limits of Calistoga. The lady that runs the vineyard, 94 years old, she was my babysitter when I was born. And I love her dearly. She's
sure.
Like my second mother. Uh-huh. And, our grapes come from there, then it has to go in the hands of a great winemaker. And Paul Smith has been making our wine, and now we have Thomas Rivers Brown making our wine, and he's equivalent in the winemaking to what Tom Brady is to quarterbacking. This guy is the best.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to take our wines to a new level, another level of achievement, and I think we can do that over the next couple of years. And Dick Vermeil won't have to sell it. It'll sell itself.
That's right. So tell all of our listeners across the country tonight where they can go and get Vermeil wines. They are amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, Specs does a good job there. But if people just Google Vermeil Wines, and Google Vermeil Wines, they'll see our story, and they'll see how small we are and how much fun we're having with it.
I know you are. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We look forward to your next visit to Houston, and we look forward to meeting Carol as well. Thank you so much, Coach Vermeil.
Well, thank you. I'll be in there in the fall, if not sooner.
Okay, sounds great. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.